United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There are plenty of people who see benefits in this bill, and in a 2,700-page bill, surely there's something in it for everybody. I hope, A, that we win the case, and B, that the parties can get back to the table and start to work on the things that there's broad agreement on. There wasn't broad agreement. There were enough votes to get this through, but I wouldn't call it broad agreement here. We need to start getting consumers in control of health care to drive costs down. More government hasn't worked for 45 years. There are ways we can do this to help take care of the folks who need greater access to health insurance, but violating the Constitution and eliminating some people's freedom is not the way to do that.
Wow. Nice to hear that, isn't it, huh? The Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli commenting on the controversial ruling regarding the health care bill, which came from his state. In fact, a Virginia federal judge found key parts of the Obama health care reform law unconstitutional, completely unconstitutional, setting the stage for a legal struggle likely to wind up in the Supreme Court. U.S. District Judge Henry Hudson struck down the individual mandate, which requires you to purchase health insurance by the year 2014. The Justice Department expected to challenge the findings. You can expect Eric Holder to be out there yipping around. The Federal Appeals Court will be the site for that. This will not end. If it goes down there, it'll go somewhere else. This will keep churning and churning and churning. The opinion contradicts a couple of other court rulings, which have found so far the mandate is permissible. Isn't it interesting, again, how the law plays? It's in the eyes of the beholder. And you would think words would mean, this is what this means. Hello, this is what this word means. This word, and there's no convenient definition, apparently, for most of the words in the English language. So, therefore, you have to have interpretation, and politics gets into it, and there we go. Here is more on this ruling now from ABC and Jake Tapper.
White House officials expect that this case will end up before the Supreme Court at issue. As you say, the individual mandate, the requirement under the new health care law, that every American who can purchase it, purchase health insurance.
The health care bill that President Obama signed into law in March requires that every American who can afford it buys health insurance.
We are done.
Federal District Judge Henry Hudson today called that requirement unconstitutional. What's called an individual mandate, he said, quote, exceeds the constitutional boundaries of congressional power. At its core, this dispute is not simply about regulating the business of insurance or crafting a scheme of universal health insurance coverage, he wrote. It's about an individual's right to choose to participate.
This case is not about health insurance. It is not about health care. It's about liberty. And the judge said as much in his order.
The White House argued today that the goal of the health care law, coverage for every American, will not work without this key provision. Officials argue insurance companies can only afford to provide coverage to those with pre-existing conditions, for example, if all Americans are required to have insurance, thereby expanding the pool of money.
If you are somebody that cannot get health care because of a pre-existing condition, the guarantee that when this is fully implemented in 2014 that you'll be able to do that, that's wiped away in a ruling like this.
And White House health care czar Nancy Ann DeParle today was quick to point out that other judges have dismissed 14 previous lawsuits against the health care law.
I think our record's pretty good, and overall, I believe we'll prevail on this constitutionality question in the long run.
An ABC News Washington Post poll out today shows the health care law at its lowest level of popularity ever, just 43% support with 52% opposition, just weeks away from the Republican House taking office, and they, of course, are eager to overturn the health care law.
All right. There is some news and some conjecture. This is a program, if you're new to the program, reviewing the big hits, the top stories, the information that comes from listening to a lot of talk radio shows. We monitor about 45 different stations around the country that are chock-a-block full with really good hosts and their penetrating views we present to you. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're a little weak, but they make for great conversation if you're on one side of the aisle or another. If you're like me in the middle, trying to get the best of information to make up your mind. I like listening to both sides, and you do too, apparently, because this program, thank you very much, has become much more popular this past year, and we'll look forward to a new and healthier new year with lots more discussion about the major issues of the day as they are presented on talk radio and talk television and the new media. Having said that, let's move on to Brooke Baldwin, who here discusses the issue of health care law with Phil Gingrey, who is a congressman, also a doctor.
If you have a pre-existing condition, or if, you know, you just simply can't afford health insurance for whatever reason that may be, as a doctor to patients, are you just out of luck now?
No, Brooke, of course, I understand the trade-off. Obviously, if you're going to, in the law, force the insurance companies to take everybody with pre-existing conditions, even if they wait until they've had the horrendoplasty, a heart attack, cancer, melanoma, whatever, to sign up for the insurance at community rates, then you offset that by forcing everybody else, the young, healthy, those that want it or not, to purchase health insurance, and not only to purchase it, but to purchase a policy that the government decides is an adequate coverage. So that is the part that Judge Hudson of the Eastern District of Virginia ruled unconstitutional under Article 1, Section 8, utilizing the Commerce Clause to say that it's applicable not only to regulating interstate commerce or commerce between nations, but to force people to engage in commerce.
Well, Congressman, you brought up
absolutely right.
You segued right into my next point. You know, talking about commerce, talk about buying, and it's perfect for you because you're on the Energy and Commerce Committee. You know, the federal judge today took issue with the whole part of the health care law that addresses commerce law specifically. Page 3 saying in this ruling, the Commonwealth argues that requiring an otherwise unwilling individual to purchase a good or service from a private vendor is beyond the boundaries of congressional commerce clause power, i.e., you know, if you can't force someone to shop for health insurance. But my question to you is, isn't commerce a good thing? Don't people in this country benefit from having more people spend money?
Well, commerce is a wonderful thing. So now should we force them to purchase not just an automobile, but one from Government Motors, since the government controls 60% of the stock of General Motors. And in fact, when this law was proffered in the Energy and Commerce Committee a year and a half ago, the original draft, the Democratic majority wanted a strong public option. They not only wanted to force people to have to purchase, but they wanted them ultimately to have to buy it from the federal government. I mean, talk about taking away people's liberty and right to choose. The president had said, you know, if you like what you've got, you can keep it until you can't.
Right. And so therein lies the problem. The essence, though, of this is really a pretty healthy discussion. It got to the point where just the Democrats were out of control, passed this thing. Most people in the country still are not in favor of it. And the more things that come out about it, like this 1099 requirement that you supply a 1099 to anybody that you spend more than $600 with, no matter what it is, asinine. It just shows you how these people are perverse with control and changing the tax structure. Changes every time you turn around. Most of the problems we have are a result of the tax structure, health care credits. All that stuff goes away if you get rid of the current tax structure and come up with a new, healthier, more solid approach to paying our bills for services rendered. 800-510-8255. We'll open up our phones probably about 15 minutes from now after we continue our conversation with more input from various hosts of various stripes as the judge rules the health care mandate unconstitutional is our focus in this part of the hour on the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
I don't want to grow up, want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
800-510-8255. Just joining the conversation, we're discussing the health care mandate being declared unconstitutional. How's it like to be the president of the United States getting banged over the head all the time with all of these things? This is right, that's wrong, this is wrong, you're right, yay. 800-510-TALK will be the line to use in a few moments. Meanwhile, from MSNBC, we get to good old standby Keith Olbermann, who here speaks with Howard Dean about what may happen if the ruling goes to the Supremers.
Is there a chance that if this were to go all the way to the Supreme Court and on a conservative 5-4 vote, it was Judge Hudson's decision was upheld, that this could knock down the entire reform bill because of severability, this issue that most legislation includes, you know, sort of carve-outs. If the courts throw this part of it out, the rest of the bill is still intact, but apparently that's not the case with health care reform?
Well, even Judge Hudson didn't rule that, at least not in the reports that I saw. He ruled that it was, in fact, severable, and it did not invalidate the whole health care thing. Now, this court is incredibly activist, and they've been known to make up the law before. I've not yet to find anywhere in the Constitution where a corporation is a person. So anything could happen at the Supreme Court, whether it's constitutional or not. But the fact is, even this judge, with all these conflicts and so forth and so on, found that it was severable.
To get back for a moment to the appearance of this judge owning part of a consulting firm that lobbied against reform, and that consulting firm having as a client the attorney general who was appearing in front of him, whether or not there is some legal explanation for why that shouldn't cause everybody involved in the process to go to prison for a few hours, how bad does that look? Why is that not considered sort of a de facto, an automatic, an immediate appearance of conflict of interest?
You know, it's interesting. About 2 weeks ago, I, along with a number of Democrats and Republicans, sat down to meet with the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party. I find it very hard to lecture the Chinese on the rule of law when this kind of stuff is going on in our country. It's not just this guy who has a piece of the action of fighting the health care bill and then decides against it from the bench. What about all the elected judges that are taking money from the Chamber of Commerce and then hearing their cases and finding in their favor? I mean, we've got a lot of problems with the rule of law right here in America, and you've just outlined one.
There is Howard Dean on the health care situation. 800-510-TALK at 21 after on the countdown.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Council. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. We are focused on the tax. I'm sorry. it's either health care or taxes. Taxes, health care, health care. This one, our discussion this hour, at least for most of it, has to do with the key mandate of the health care bill being declared unconstitutional by a federal judge in Virginia. Ruled that provisions of the health care reform legislation requiring you to purchase insurance doesn't work. It's not doesn't stand. So what does that decision mean to you, do you think? Or how do you feel about that decision? 800-510 and the politics surrounding it. 800-510-TALK. Here from Fox's Greta Van Susteren speaking with Virginia Governor Bob McConnell. McConnell wants to get the case to the Supreme Court.
Are you happy with today's decision from Judge Hudson or not?
Yeah. I mean, this is what we'd ask for, is to have a declaration that having a mandate that a citizen of Virginia buy a product of insurance, and if they don't, to be penalized with a fine. We've always said that's against the United States Constitution. That was the guts of Judge Hudson's ruling today, to say that the Commerce Clause does not allow the United States Congress to do that. Now, we would have liked to have the next step and have a stay in the implementation of the law, but the judge chose not to do that. But on the fundamental issue of interpreting the United States Constitution, I thought I got it exactly right.
All right. Now, in terms of stay, I guess because you're incurring costs now and the state had asked for an injunction and the judge said it doesn't meet the standards for an injunction, he's going to just give what's called declaratory relief. But you already are, and you have costs already, do you not?
We do. I mean, we, since the passage of the bill, have had to assume that this law is going to be in effect. So I've designated my secretary to start setting up the exchanges and hiring the people and setting up the procedures, the insurance changes that all need to be done in anticipation of some things that are implemented now, but some, of course, in January of 2014. And I think what people want right now is predictability and certainty. Is this law going to go into effect, or is it going to be ultimately stricken by the United States Supreme Court? So I have urged my fellow governors in a letter last Thursday to join in a letter with me to the Justice Department, to the Attorney General, in asking for this thing to bypass the Court of Appeals and go directly to the Supreme Court. I mean, everybody knows that's where it's going to be decided anyway. So let's not waste another year or year and a half in litigation. Let's get it to the U.S. Supreme Court, get a final decision on the constitutionality, which I hope will be favorable, and then people can go on and know what the landscape is. But this years of uncertainty in appeals is not good.
And you want that letter, or you want the governors from states that agree with you and disagree to join with you.
Yeah, because this is not about the merits. Governors will probably have different views ultimately on what they think about the underlying bill itself. But nobody should disagree that we don't need a prompt and quick answer for individuals, for business, for health insurance companies, for doctors. Let's get this thing resolved. And so this is one of those great cases under Rule 11, which I know you're familiar with, to get it right to the United States Supreme Court, let them make a decision. And I know the Attorney General of Virginia is going to ask for that from the Justice Department. I fully support that and hope other governors will weigh in and say, yeah, let's get this resolved.
Let's get it resolved. Be a load off a lot of people's minds one way or another, don't you think? 800-510-8255. Forced to do what we don't want to do. Here is radio host Mark Reardon speaking with Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder. The state of Missouri, state of Florida are ready to follow the suit as Virginia has pursued.
What do you think it means?
Well, I've been saying for a couple of months that Attorney General Piccinelli was clearly winning the argument in Judge Hudson's court. And Judge Hudson's decision today, of course, ratifies that and says that strikes down the individual mandate to purchase health insurance for the first time that the federal government has ever, in 234 years of American history, commanded all Americans to purchase a private product in the private marketplace. He said that exceeds Congress's power. So we have found a federal judge who actually recognizes that there are some limits on the power of a majority in Congress to do whatever they want to any of us. And this is a great day for freedom, for individual liberty, for limited constitutional government. And it validates the arguments I've been making. It does not mean that our judge that I'm in front of will arrive at the same result because he's free to do what he wants. But as these decisions pile up, and I believe we're going to have more of them perhaps as soon as next month in Florida, they are persuasive with judges in other jurisdictions, so I'm encouraged.
Yeah, we should be clear that this ruling today is not in reaction to the lawsuit that you're involved with.
Correct. It's the Virginia case in what the lawyers and judges call the rocket docket of Northern Virginia. That is the one that moves most quickly its cases up to the Court of Appeals and frequently on to the Supreme Court. But the fact that we're not moving quite as fast doesn't mean that we're not also headed for the Court of Appeals on our way to the U.S. Supreme Court also. And so are they in Florida. And by the way, there will be more news on this subject tomorrow because the oral arguments in the Florida case, where 21 states, soon to be 28 states, are suing on our side in trying to overturn this overreaching federal law.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have the most popular tech gifts at great prices this holiday season. This week, save 50% off an HP OfficeJet all-in-one color printer. That's $75 in savings. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals.
Offer valid through 12/18/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Okay, now the stage has been set for you to give us your thoughts on this. It's been described as a major blow to the Health Care Reform Act. Do you think that that's accurate? The judge, looking at a picture of him, what can you tell from a picture? His name is Henry Hudson. Looks like he's a Republican appointee. That's not a surprise for somebody in Virginia. But he looks like a pretty reasonable fellow. Doesn't look like... He's off on on Tutti Frutti. What does all of this mean to you? More importantly, what does this bill mean to you? The fact that the bill, we know what it means, but what does it mean that you think that it could be struck down and all of the time that was spent working on it goes for naught? Does that bother some people? 800-510-8255. David calls the countdown from our station in Lynchburg, Virginia, from whom we hear lots, and that's a good thing. David, please, you have the stage now. Go ahead.
Good morning, Doug. Thank you. I'm a student at CBCC, and we've discussed this a lot. And the thing is, the major portion of this mandate is if the government makes you buy health insurance, what's going to stop them from making you buy anything else? They'll be able to allow to force you to buy specific shoes, specific glasses, for whatever reason, for whatever law that they decide or deem worthy. And so there's no stopping them if this is one thing that goes through.
Huh. Yeah, look at all of the things that we've become almost, we're becoming immune to being pelted by a lot of this sort of thing. And some people just, you know, you are faced with all these frustrations, plus we have our own lives to lead. You just kind of give up. And it's a good thing here, I guess, that we have people who don't give up, don't you think?
Yes, I agree. Because, you know, a lot of people are not paying attention.
No, they aren't. They're not paying, yeah.
And we're losing our liberties every day. Ah. And the thing is, our rights, you know, you have a right to drive, but that's just a privilege, and it can be taken away. But the thing is, your health is a different matter.
Yep.
So,
yes, sir.
You know, you shouldn't be mandated.
Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. To the other side of the country we go now. Wayne, listening to the countdown in Oregon with his thoughts.
You know, this legislation that was passed is win-win and lose-lose for all of us. It's win for the insurance industry because as it's structured and if it's not held unconstitutional, the industry will get a lot of new customers and billions of dollars in new revenue that they can convert into profits. At the same time, it helps us, I begrudgingly said that Congress ought to pass it because it brings a lot of us into coverage, and that is the biggest problem we have in this country, in my view. We have 51 million people who don't have insurance, and we need to do something about that. And this bill at least does that to a certain extent. So it's good for us, and I don't like the idea that we don't have a public option, that we will ultimately have to buy a private insurance plan, but it's better than not having this legislation.
All right, so there's one gentleman with one point of view, countering the first gentleman who called in this half hour with yet another point of view. What's your point of view? 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you now to Laura, who's in Southern California with an offering for us.
Well, I've come up with a third perspective, and that is, what if I'm an old person or older person or unhealthy, dying in the stages of dying, and decide I don't want to be a burden on my family, I don't want to, take a system down, I want to have on record somewhere that just kill me. If I come in and I'm not insured, just put me down like a dog. I think of myself, if I was elderly and I was, if I had a pacemaker and I knew, I had limited time here on earth, my concern would be, am I going to be a burden on my family rather than, just unplug it?
Right. Is that part of the committee we're going to hear more and more about that, these death committees will decide. Maybe your family already has formed its own committee, and they'll decide. That's the way it ought to be. Now, you make it clear to people in your family what you want done. That's the best way, so everybody is comfortable and nobody does the wrong thing. You certainly don't want somebody in the government deciding whether you live or die, though, do you? And that's what's kind of sick about this whole scenario. 800-510-8255, Bob in Colorado with some feelings on his comfort zone.
I don't have health insurance. I own my own business. I don't make enough that I feel that I can afford to spend the money for health care. I pay for my medical bills out of my pocket. One thing I am looking for is catastrophic health care coverage. I'm not looking for day-to-day health care. I've got a couple doctors that I've used that give me a break for paying cash. It costs me a whole lot less to go in a couple times a year and pay cash for checkups. If I'm feeling sick enough that I have to go to a doctor, then it would cost me for health insurance. Well, the same problem happens with car insurance. Even if you have car insurance, it only carries you up to a certain amount. Go beyond that, you're basically out of luck. I was that way with my ex-wife.
I'm thinking about this myself because that's what my option is. I have a catastrophic, what they call a major medical policy. It costs about $1,100 a quarter and has a $5,000 deductible. Pays for pretty much everything after the $5,000, and so over the course of the year, I'll spend about $5,000 for all of that. Would I be better off not having any insurance and paying cash? I go to the doctor for at least one checkup a year, thorough exam, which requires a lot of testing and equipment and that sort of thing. And this is just a backstop. I end up paying for it anyway. But what happened? That the only concern I would have, even if we are, those of us in good health, are fortunate enough not to need any of this, the old business about what if? What if? And I want to keep it the way it is, or find me something better that doesn't cost as much. That's we all search for that sort of thing. I will tell you that the bad management of the healthcare system has caused that premium. I've had this policy for about 4 or 5 years. And every year the cost has gone up. I think the first year I had it cost me $493 or something a quarter, and now it's $1,100, and that's just over a 4 or 5 year period. And you've all experienced the same thing. So that is a problem. And I don't. There's nothing in this health care bill that anybody's ever shown me or that I've ever read that indicates that would fix that kind of a problem. Is there? Am I missing something? 800-510-8255. What about you, Mark? Another West Coaster with a test here.
Well, I think that it's okay to require people to have that. I mean, we do it with car insurance here in the state of Oregon. When they come to government law, I don't really see the difference saying the federal government can't do something, but the state government can. Still government to me. I would be willing to say, yes, we should go ahead and test it, but if we're going to go that route, we have to make it so that everybody who wants insurance can get it. But there are people like in right now, and provisions kick in, there's people who want insurance, but they get turned down by the insurance company.
Had a moderately bad connection here, Mark, but thanks for the call. The Obamacare, how does it work? How does it impact you? So this story will continue to roll along as the judge there apparently is in concert, or there are other judges around the country who are looking at this thing. And you can, well, depending on what state we're talking about, pretty much predict what will come out. The judge here will allow the law to remain in effect while appeals are heard, which means the ruling is unlikely to impact other provisions of the bill that have already taken effect. Coverage mandate isn't scheduled to start until 2014. Health Reform Director Nancy Ann Del Parle in the White House says the Justice Department is reviewing this ruling. Yada, 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 yada. David, calling from Missouri with a focus on all of us, it looks, sounds like here. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think what we forget is that we're all paying for this anyways. Forced health insurance just means that my mother with MS now can get health insurance. And you're going to pay because you're part of the plan, because your rates are going to go up for her health insurance coverage. Just talking about my plan, because my plan went up as soon as this kicked in, and, you know, the insurance companies still got to keep their bottom line. So on a business sense, they're going to see this as the reason to move, you know, health insurance up, and we just wrote them the check to charge what they need to, you know, make a healthy profit.
So the scorecard, if you're keeping one, in the legal fight over the Obama health care overhaul, two judges in favor, so far one judge against. That'll probably come to 2-2 in the next month or so, and depending on where else it's being tested, whether this is important or not when it goes to the Supreme Court, and I think most people think that it is going to go to the Supreme Court, what is taken into account? A couple of other lawsuits were dismissed without rulings. Some other, near as I can tell, there have been as many as 14 suits already filed, but they take parts of the bill and challenge them. Pretty difficult to take the whole thing and declare it unconstitutional. You got to take one piece of it and work on it that way. That appears to be the way the legal minds work. Who understands those but other lawyers? But anyway, it's had an impact on you already. Probably makes you feel a little bit better that there is some sanity around the country one way or the other. 800-510-8255. Okay, in a moment, we're going to look at a particular health hazard. As long as the health care bill has been in our focus, there is a brewing story, a discussion focus on a number of talk radio programs focused on the dangers of cigarettes. And more new reports are coming out. And the controversy is about the reports and also about whether the president is still smoking. That review coming up for you at 16 before the hour in the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Want to heat things up this Christmas for the lady in your life? Send her the new Hoodie Footy Pajama. Most talked about holiday gift this year, and it's available at pajamagram.com. Nobody else has it. A Hoodie Footy combines the warmth of a hoodie with a cozy footy pajama. It'll keep her warm from head to toe. The Hoodie Footy is made of microfleece, soft, comfortable, warm, has a zip up front, and you can zip the feet off as well. It is wonderful. Pajamagram has over 100 styles, in fact, to choose from. Everything from naughty to nice and comfy to sexy. Each Pajamagram is delivered in a beautiful gift hat box and lavender bath confetti. A Do Not Disturb sign is attached as well, and a gift card. All of this comes free overnight delivery, Christmas delivery. Visit pajamagram.com for the hoodie footy. It is something will make your relationship really cozy. Call 800-GIVE-PJs, 800-448-3757, and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, let's move on here to a new report released by the Surgeon General stressing that damage from cigarette smoke, including secondhand smoke, is immediate and penetrating. The report describes in detail how smoking affects the entire body. It notes that cigarettes have evolved to become increasingly addictive. So let's get the story behind the story. Here's John King from CNN with Joe Johns discussing this new report and the focus on just one puff being as dangerous as it is.
New report by the Surgeon General warns that occasional smoking, even secondhand smoke, every puff, can cause serious illness. That raised new questions about whether President Obama has kicked the habit.
This is not something that he's proud of. He knows that it's not good for him and doesn't like children to know about it, obviously, including his. But I think he has worked extremely hard.
But so this report really reinforced a lot of stuff that I think we already know. But, I mean, when you read no evidence that light and low-tar cigarettes are any better than regular cigarettes, 7,000 chemicals in cigarette smoke, it's...
Good for the president for pushing them away, as Robert Gibbs said today. Mr. President, keep pushing them away. And, Joe, you mentioned some of those statistics. Let's take a closer look. This is stunning when you look at it. I think cigarette smoking is horrible, and I think nobody should think about it. Look at this. 443,000 Americans. 443,000 Americans killed by tobacco each year. One in five deaths. 85% from lung cancer. Look at this. You look at the deaths in America every year. Look at the percentage from lung cancer right there. Heart disease, 126,000. Pulmonary disease. It's just stunning. There is no reason to smoke. What's in a cigarette, Joe just told you right there. 7,000 chemicals and compounds in a cigarette. 70 carcinogens. Some that can damage after just one cigarette. Here's your body right here. A red dot means smoking can cause cancer in that spot. Yellow, chronic disease. Take a peek at this. It destroys you, period. Look at that right up there. So where do you go from there? The financial impact? This is stunning when you look at these numbers. Let's bring this up. $193 billion annually in health care costs and lost productivity that can be traced back to cigarette smoking. That's a frightening number right there. Now, if you're sitting at home saying, I shouldn't give up my cigarettes, let me clear that one, bring this one up. I've been at it too long. What's the difference? Why should I quit now? You're wrong. The new study says after just one day, if you quit after just one day, your blood pressure, pulse, and oxygen levels begin to normalize. Your heart attack risk starts going down. After a year, you're breathing better. Your circulation is better. Your heart disease risk even lower. 5 years after you quit, your risk of stroke is reduced to that of a non-smoker. 10 years later, your lung cancer death rate cut in half. Risk of multiple cancers drops, and at 15 years after you quit the habit, heart disease risk drops to the level of a non-smoker. So, Joe, anyone out there, family, friend, whatever, I have some people in my family, I just do not get it. Quit. Quit tonight, quit tomorrow, quit now.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Cigarette smoke causes immediate damage to your lungs and your DNA. So the Obama administration making stop smoking efforts a priority, starting with him, one would assume. I probably shouldn't assume. Do you know that secondhand smoke kills 600,000 people a year, according to the World Health Organization? So those of you who smoke, maybe this is, I want to present the facts. I have told many times on the air the story of my mother who died at the age of 50 because she started smoking when she was, I think, 14 or 15. I had no reason. She came from a little town in Illinois. There was everything at that time was about smoking. Everybody smoked. Good Lord. And now we see what we have. What was the old expression? You reap what you sow. And so this report shows how deadly addictive all of this is. What do you think as you work through all this? 800-510-8255. The president has, I guess John Boehner is a smoker. You can tell that kind of by looking at him as well. In between the tears, he is smoking. Maybe everybody here, maybe that's what we need to do is push people. Don't vote for him if they smoke. That would be something, right? Okay, let's get to radio host Mark Mason and Dave Anderson discussing the possibility of outlawing cigarettes.
The Surgeon General has just released a 704-page report. It is the 30th such report from the Surgeon General's office on tobacco. They've had 30 reports telling us that tobacco is bad for us. And now they are saying it's not just smoking regularly, but even occasionally, even once, even inhaling secondhand smoke. Inhaling, they say, even the smallest amount of tobacco can cause serious damage and can also damage your DNA, which can lead to cancer. What they're saying is smoking in any form, any shape, any size, on any number of occasions is bad for you. In other words, there is no way to smoke in a healthy manner.
Even one puff. One puff, they say, is harmful, according to this report. Now, they had to have known that a long time ago, but never said anything.
Yeah, does anybody not understand that? Yet, at the same time, there's still tobacco subsidies going on. We still sell this product legally. It is still something anybody can buy, and you buy it, and then you get the lectures, and we spend, I don't know how many countless hours with legislation and laws and enforcement on no smoking. Look at every building in the city of Portland has that hideous sticker, no smoking within 10 feet of this doorway. And every restaurant, every bar, every building in Portland has got people huddled outside like addicted squirrels and roaches puffing away on cigarettes because they're not allowed anywhere. You are America's ugly underbelly of citizens. Smoking is still legal, yet used properly is bad for you.
Yes. Yeah, it's not like a glass of wine where, you know, doctors say, you know, a glass of wine is actually good for you.
Yeah.
They say, you know, in Italy, some villages where it's part of the culture, but people live longer because they use it in moderation.
Let me tell you this. My doctor tells me two glasses of wine is better. I pay a little extra for that advice, but he tells me that two glasses is even better.
We should call this segment the Mark and Dave Time to Get Real.
Isn't it time to get real? And let's just flat out outlaw, ban smoking.
Well, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because too many people are addicted now.
It doesn't matter.
You know what? They will laugh at that. They will laugh in your face.
It's time to outlaw it.
All right. So there, Mark Mason, Dave Anderson, you agree with their various and sundry points, 800-510-8255. Let's get in a couple of calls on this as we have time. First, Don, you're in Maryland. Let's get at your effort to get rid of smoke in your life.
All right, real quick and easy. Yes, they can outlaw it if they decide to. It'd be a major pain. There'd be a bunch of people real angry going through withdrawal from it. I've been fighting it for 5 years, and I'm down to a couple cigarettes a day. But the other side is America lets us kill thousands of babies a day, but they won't let me drive without a seatbelt. They won't let me ride my motorcycle without a helmet, and they won't let me smoke pot if I want to. The nanny government needs to just leave us alone and let us pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as long as we don't hurt someone else.
Well, that's the problem with smoking, isn't it? If you're around somebody else, even if they're not in the room, stuff hangs around. Gary in Connecticut, go ahead.
I think one thing we could do is tax the heck out of it so that the cigarettes are unaffordable. That would be one thing. I want there to be a law against the cigarettes on one hand, but just because I want that doesn't mean it's wise. Mentally, I think people should be – I'd rather see people make adult decisions to say no to cigarettes, just like I'd rather see them make adult decisions when and when not to wear a seatbelt, when and when not to wear a helmet. Let's enforce it for underage smoking. We don't enforce it the way we should. Let's go into all the schools and have kids stop smoking completely. We don't enforce it the way we could. I have teenage kids. I've gone through that, and it's not enforced.
No, the laws are not properly enforced. All right, that's it for this hour of the Countdown. Thanks for being here. Good, very good conversation. You should be pleased with your